UK cops threatened to hand in guns after officer who shot black man suspended. By Jack Montgomery on September 16, 2022. Armed police in Sadiq Khan's London have threatened to hand in their firearms after a colleague who shot a black suspect was suspended following a pressure campaign. Chris Kaba, a so-called drill rapper previously imprisoned for firearms offenses, is said to have been killed by a single gunshot during a car chase with police. Eyewitnesses have alleged that, after he was blocked in by two marked police cars, Mr. Kaba attempted to ram through his captors. Whether or not this proves to be accurate, what is not in dispute is that the chase ended with the 24-year-old black male being killed by a police gunshot. An investigation into Kaba's death by the Independent Office for Police Conduct, IOPC, was subsequently announced and the officer involved placed on restricted duties, all standard procedure after a fatal police shooting. However, the officer has been suspended now that Kaba's family have accused the police of racism and Black Lives Matter UK have gotten involved in a public pressure campaign, leaving rank-and-file officers furious and demoralized. There is real anger in the ranks about this. Firearms officers do not get any extra money to carry out their role. They are all volunteers and they are increasingly feeling what is the point of doing this if our bosses do not have our backs, a source within the Met's Armed Command told The Telegraph. There is real anger in the ranks about this. This is a decision that has been taken to placate public anger pure and simple, one firearms officer told the newspaper, demanding. What message does this send to the officers who are going out there every day and risking their lives? Scotland Yard, as the leadership of the British capital's police force is corporately known, has admitted that the decision to suspend the officer was taken in part to mitigate a supposedly significant impact on public confidence as a result of the shooting, which Kaba's family called totally racist and criminal. This has caused a great deal of upset among armed officers. Some of them have simply had enough and have said that's it, we're out, The Telegraph was informed. Once they have completed their duties in relation to the Queen's funeral, they are planning to hand in their tickets and step back from armed duties. Another source told the newspaper that the newly installed Commissioner of Police of the Metropolis, Sir Mark Rowley, should not underestimate the strength of feeling among the armed officers over this matter. They are genuinely livid. Amid these threats of walkouts by firearms officers, it is reported that Sir Mark has indicated that he will meet with representatives from the Met's Armed Command, likely in an effort to assuage their concerns. However, Mayor Sadiq Khan, the leftist politician who also serves as the elected police and crime commissioner for London, has said the suspension of the officer involved in Kaba shooting was a really important decision that has his full support. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.